Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is less than a month away, and Seattle Mariners right fielder Ichiro Suzuki leads the American League voting. He also leads the major leagues in hits with 102. He is the first Japanese outfielder to make the leap across the Pacific. Japanese fans are proud of his success, but many also worry about what it might mean for the future of Japanese baseball. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo.
Seattle may be located in the United States, but pick up any Japanese newspaper, tune in to any Japanese TV station, and you could easily believe it has become a Japanese city. Japanese television carries the Seattle Mariners home games, all 81, live, no matter what time it is in Tokyo. The coverage focuses almost exclusively on the team's star outfielder, Ichiro Suzuki, Japan's hottest export since the Sony Walkman. The Japanese love Ichiro and the handful of other players who have made it big in the U.S. This store in Tokyo's trendy Harajuku neighborhood stocks nothing but Major League Baseball merchandise, caps, jerseys, t-shirts, coffee mugs. American baseball, Japanese prices. The Ichiro batting jersey goes for more than $200, but no price, it seems, is too high for Ichiro fans like 13-year-old Yasunari Kataoka. Ichiro has everything, he says, batting power, running speed, and he's good at fielding, too. He's my idol. Kataoka says he runs home from school every day and immediately turns on the TV to watch Ichiro in action, rather than doing his homework, a choice that amounts to an act of rebellion in a country that places such a high premium on academic performance. Ichiro's success has given many Japanese a much-needed psychological boost. Japan's economy may be in decline, but, says Kato Takeshi, one of the country's leading sports writers, Japan's performance on the baseball field is world-class.
There's hardly any professional sport in the world where Japanese players can hold their own. We know it's impossible for a Japanese player to get into the NBA or the NFL, but baseball is different. It's the one sport where we Japanese can play on the same stage as the best athletes in the world.
The Japanese have been playing baseball since 1873, when an American teacher named Albert Bates organized the first game on a college campus in Tokyo. Over the years, the Japanese passion for baseball has grown exponentially, although the game has evolved differently from the way it's played in the U.S. American baseball is about stolen bases and home runs. Japanese baseball is about base hits and sacrifice bunts. American baseball, MVPs and all-stars. Japanese baseball, team spirit, and that uniquely Japanese concept of wa, or harmony. Until very recently, Japanese managers discouraged their team from getting more than one or two runs ahead of their opponents, lest anyone lose face. And speaking of face, what about those very American in-your-face shouting matches with umpires? Forget about it, says Dove Friedman, a longtime baseball fan who now lives in Tokyo.
So the last play, the Dragons player was about a step behind on the throw and was clearly out, but the umpire calls him safe. No manager around to argue. If they complain, they basically dishonor the umpires, right? And the umpires take it as a personal insult to them, so you don't argue with them.
The Japanese may not be ready for American-style arguments, but many fans, like Koichi Saito, say they do appreciate other aspects of Major League Baseball.
Japanese baseball is slow and boring. It's totally different in America. The game is faster, and the players get more hits.
That attitude is reflected in ticket sales. Attendance at Japanese ballparks is down, in some cases by as much as 30%, and so are TV ratings. Some people here, like sports writer Kato Takeshi, are beginning to use the word crisis to describe the status of their national sport.
I understand Major League Baseball wants to pick up good players from anywhere in the world, but if they keep stealing our best players, there's no doubt that baseball will die out in this country. It happened in Korea. The same thing can happen in Japan, too.
Kato and others worry that if this trend continues, Japanese baseball may become little more than a glorified farm team for the major leagues. Why are so many Japanese players keen to play in the U.S.? Certainly, money is part of the appeal. Ichiro signed a 3-year, $15 million contract with Seattle. But money alone does not explain this phenomenon. Another Japanese player, Tsuyoshi Shinjo, actually took a pay cut to join the New York Mets. Playing in the U.S. is a chance for Japanese athletes to test their mettle against baseball players who many Japanese fans consider to be the best in the world. And it's a chance to bypass some of the more unpleasant aspects of Japanese baseball, like the early morning workouts and the extremely regimented training routines. Wayne Grosick has been covering Japanese baseball for more than 30 years.
There's just so many things that the players don't like about playing in Japan. So I think the owners of Japanese baseball should take a look at themselves and their game and try to make everything as much as possible like the major league system. And then perhaps that'll keep some Japanese players from, if you want to use the word, defecting to the United States.
Ultimately, says Grosick, he envisions a day in the not-too-distant future when Japanese and American baseball leagues merge. In this brave new world of baseball, teams from New York and Tokyo, Chicago and Osaka compete against each other. Fans on both sides of the Pacific follow the same players, the same teams, and the World Series actually lives up to its name. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.